This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you today, Thursday, August 11th. I will play Attorney General Merrick Garland's press conference. It wasn't even that. Statement is all it was, because there's no questions asked. It was a statement right in front of some of the press folks and you know, sent out over the interweb, I guess. I mean, it was no questions answered, really. It was 3 or 4 minutes long. I'll play it in its entirety, monotone. Here's the information. Did they really think that this wasn't going to be a big deal? I mean, it's just utterly baffling. So I'll get you that. It's going to be a busy program. I have some news items I want to hit on here. Obviously, Attorney General Merrick Garland's press conference, or I'm sorry, statement on the FBI raid of President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago in Florida that happened on Monday. I have Glenn Least coming up from WT Wealth Management. We're going to break down the 0% interest or inflation, zero inflation, if I get that right, that Biden, I'm starting to sound like Biden, that Biden said we had yesterday. And what does that exactly mean? Where's this guy getting his information from? Glenn Least will break it down, plus some interesting news on when it comes to real estate and a few other financial matters. And you know, always have fun when Glenn comes on. And I want your comments. Oh, by the way, I've got the big winner coming up too. Olivia will join me in the last segment of the show today, in the second hour. Olivia will join me to announce the big winner of the pair of tickets to see Alice Cooper coming up here October 6th. So if you have put in, it's now closed. We'll probably give away some more tickets in the future, but for now it's closed off. So whoever entered is in, whoever entered as of at the end of the show yesterday. So Olivia will be by to announce the big winner, maybe read a couple of the comments that came in as well. So that's kind of exciting there. Look forward to that. Okay, let's look at this press conference. I guess the best thing for me to do is just play it. So after days of pressure, I can't believe they weren't ready to address this issue right when it happened Monday, and you're going into the former president's private residence with what has been reported as 30 armed FBI agents. We're being told that President Trump's attorneys couldn't be in there, and they were in there for many, many hours rummaging through this and that. It's just totally unprecedented, and I can't believe they didn't have a press conference, or I keep saying press conference, statement released right after this has happened, because now there's been an uproar in this country, and so many people in this country are scratching their heads saying, well, wow, if this could happen to the former president of the United States, maybe it could happen to me or anyone. Is there any law and order in this country left? Is it a two-tier justice system where, you know, you're Hunter Biden, you do whatever you want, you get a nice ride in Air Force One the other day, did you see that? I don't know, they search him for, you know, cocaine, things like that. Anyway, maybe did some artwork in there. And, you know, you got Hillary Clinton, who destroyed all of her evidence and all did the big wiping of all the drives and the smashing and stuff. You know, we do that, we get in trouble. But this is unprecedented, and I think people on the other side should put the shoe on the other foot here. And is this going to be tit for tat? Whoever gets into the presidential position now is going to do raids and stuff like a banana republic. Anyway, without further ado, here is Attorney General Merrick Garland's complete statement that he said earlier today.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
This is Garrick Marlin's, the Attorney General's statement on the raid on President Trump's home by the FBI earlier in the week. And I just wanted to pause it right there. It's the equal application of the law. It's what I go back to what I was saying in my opener. We don't feel like there's an equal application of the law anymore. What's this guy talking about? Anyway, I told you I wouldn't interrupt this thing, but it's hard. Here's the rest of what he had to say.
Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search, and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time.
All right, so that's that. He didn't take any questions. So they just put the press in front of him just for the – why were they even there, right? It was just a statement from him. And I'd like a statement from you. Any comments on this? Do you feel like the law is being applied equally? Or do you feel like there's a two-tiered legal justice system? And this was an article I read just the other day right here on the show, The Federalist. Put this out. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans believe that there is a two-tier justice system or system of justice in the United States, according to a new poll by the the Trafalgar Group, in partnership with Convention of States, found that 79.3% of Americans believe that the United States has a two-tier justice system with one set of laws for political insiders and another for average Americans. Notably, large majorities in both parties agreed with that idea. Again, I'd love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. First sponsor of the day here is Kelly Broaddus Real Estate Advisors. If you are thinking about selling your home, work with the best, and that's Kelly Broaddus. You've heard many people come on this show who've actually worked with her, and I've talked to so many of you who have used her and said she did an excellent job for you. She knows this market. She knows different types of markets as well, as far as downtimes and crazy times, and now we're heading back towards, you know, kind of a some of the values are decreasing some in some areas, but it's very different. It's a very strange market right now. Well, deal with someone who knows it and is the top realtor, one of the top realtors in the nation, top 2% of all realtors in the nation, and that's Kelly Broaddus. Call her up right now. She'll talk with you, and you can also get a market valuation, an instant market report, including comparables on your home by going to northernarizonafinehomes.com, or like I said, call her up right now, 928-606-6749. Whether you're listing your home or you're thinking about buying a home, give Kelly Broaddus a call, 928-606-6749. That's 928-606-6749. Lendlease coming up here next in a few minutes. And Olivia will be by in the second hour of the show to announce our big winner of our tickets to go see Alice Cooper, a pair of tickets. So if you've put in for that, stick around to the end of the show because we'll announce the big winner. And that's going to be a really fun concert. Let's hit on a couple of news items here. Let's see. Obviously a lot of flooding happened in Flagstaff yesterday. I got reports that Highway 89 north of Flagstaff was shut down. And my dad actually sent me a message last night. His road got flooded out again, so it continues to happen. This is all the pipeline burn scar area. Got a bunch of heavy rain. And I think it's supposed to be like 73 and rainy for like the next 10 days. It's really an incredibly cool August right now, and we're getting super heavy monsoon. If you're thinking about like heading out of town, I mean, why would you want to leave town right now? It's so cool. It's even cooler down in the Verde Valley and areas like that, a little bit cooler at least. But if you are thinking about traveling right now, I have an article here from the Associated Press, the COVID thing, the nation's top public health agency. I'm talking about the CDC. Hang on, before I read this, we really need a president to go in 2024 and either reform or get rid of a bunch of government agencies. This needs to happen so bad. These people are just ripping our country apart. Look, I'd like to have a CDC, to be honest with you, a reasonably sized organization that can handle national outbreaks and things like that. But what the CDC did to this country and the abuses of power that they've had the past 2.5 years and how they were just able to run rampant. And I wish President Trump had put a kibosh on this in the beginning as well. Biden, obviously, there's no hope. But if Trump runs again, or if it's DeSantis, they need to go just do a mass firing of a lot of these people because they abuse their power in tremendous ways. And then the FBI needs to be reformed. The IRS needs to be reformed. We need to reform the whole tax code, but good luck with that, right? I mean, I wish we'd get to the point where everybody just pays a certain amount, and that's what the government gets to operate on. Hey, they got 87,000 IRS agents they're going to hire in the Inflation Reduction Act, right, to go after you. And they just collected, I just saw the data, record taxes, most taxes they've ever collected. So what are they talking about? They're saying, oh, we got to go after all the tax cheats out there. They're collecting more money than they've ever collected before. So complete redo of a lot of our agencies, elimination of agencies. All the Republicans have been talking for decades about it. We got to get rid of the Department of Education. Okay, get control of power, take power and do it. When are you going to do this stuff? Anyway, Associated Press, the nation's top public health agency, on Thursday relaxed its COVID-19 guidelines, dropping the recommendation that Americans quarantine themselves if they come in close contact with an infected person. Was anybody doing that anymore anyway? I mean, what, the small percentage of people? I mean, who's been doing that? Come on, give me a break here. So the Centers for Disease Control no longer need to, oh, good, okay. Also said that you no longer need to stay 6 feet away from others. Oh, we can finally scrape those all the wording off the floors of thousands of American stores around the country, right? I mean, what a joke, that 6 feet apart. That was proven to be wrong so early on, and the CDC took that long to recognize this. I mean, again, it needs to be totally reformed. The changes are driven by the recognition that more than 2.5 years since the start of the pandemic, an estimated 95% of Americans 16 and older have acquired some level of immunity, either from being vaccinated or infected. Or I would add, they were vaccinated and infected. Or vaccinated, 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 and infected. I mean, come on. Unbelievable. The pandemic's over, according to 4 in 10 Americans. They say life is fully back to normal. That's from studyfinds.org. Only 4 in 10 say life is fully back to normal. Where the heck do they live? I mean, it's been back to normal for me for a long, 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 long time. And I think you as well. And thought about this stuff forever. Anyway, when asked when things will start getting back to normal, 4 in 10 people say it already happened. Yep, long time ago for me. Another 42% predict it'll be another year before things get back to normal. Well, if it's going to be another year for you, I don't think you're ever going to get back to normal. Anyway, 23% say we'll likely live with the virus forever. Well, I would actually agree with that. Yeah, it's here forever. Big deal. Live with it. One reason 41% of Americans are going back to their pre-pandemic ways is because they say a noticeable increase in vaccinations. I totally disagree with that because everybody who got the shot got it. Not everybody, but most people got the dang virus as well. Anyway, including Biden. Remember, he got that and just, I guess he's testing negative. He came out. He tested negative finally, I guess, from getting COVID and it comes out and talks about zero inflation. So I don't know, maybe it impacted him. Anyway, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I want to mention Mammoth Restoration. With all this rain going on, you might run into flooding scenarios in your home. And it's about the worst thing you can have to deal with. And Mammoth Restoration, they'll take care of you. They will clean it. They'll restore it. And they'll get it right. They've got 24/7, 365 day a year emergency services available for that water extraction. If you're dealing with mold or smoke or fire, trauma and biohazard, they will take care of it. Quite frankly, if you got a mammoth sized disaster, they have a mammoth sized solution. They're a local company, a Northern Arizona company, but they're also big enough to take care of anything that you need done when it comes to restoration. Write down this number. 877-714-0050. That's 877-714-0050. Let's see, one more news item here before we take a quick break and get to Glenn Lease from WT Wealth Management. On the election side, for the Navajo Nation, the presidential election, the presidential candidates have announced their choice for vice presidents from Navajo News. I guess per Navajo Nation code, within 5 days of clearing the primary, and two candidates cleared the primary out of a very, very crowded field, they have to announce their vice presidential picks. And that was done on, had to be done by Monday. President Jonathan Nez introduced Air Force veteran Chad Abieta, probably pronouncing that wrong, A-B-E-Y-T-A, 33 years old, attorney, husband, father from Alamo, New Mexico, and Bu Nygren, who's also running for president, made it through the primary, picks a woman for the first vice presidential pick. They said they wanted to make history. His wife said, we want to make sure that those who have not been represented in president's office, we want to make sure that they become represented in that office. Wish them both the best. We'll see what happens. The general election coming up here in November. All right. Like I said, love your thoughts. Go ahead and chime in. You can leave a comment. Just wireless listener line, 877-9713-971. Or love to get your email comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's come back with Glenn Lease. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Orbit Show. This is the Jeff Orbit Show.
I'm laughing. Glenn Lease is with me. We just watched the Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prez of D.C.
Fresh Prez of D.C. Yeah. You guys remember, Glenn, by the way, Glenn Lease is with me. Cody is with me. We're going to do a market update if we can get through the comedy hour here. It's kind of a sad comedy hour of America. Yeah. Well, you remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They made a new one of that, by the way, but it was very serious. I watched that one episode, and I was like, wow, this Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the original one, was funny.
Yeah.
With Will Smith, obviously, got his career going and everything. But this was the Fresh Prez of D.C.
Yeah, it was just a satire bit. Yeah.
It is a sad satire, though. Okay, let me do this again.
You can play the clip of him talking.
I'll play the short version. My listeners, I'm probably going to start getting phone calls on this because I've, let me turn the music off. I played this so many times yesterday because it is, I was thinking about this because President Biden says we have zero inflation now. I'll play it in a second. We live in 1984 / Idiocracy / Atlas Shrugged, and it's just I'm leaning more towards Idiocracy, which I think I got to watch again. I think
that was hilarious.
I think we're more okay. Here he is.
Today we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Zero. That's the short version. Okay,
Okay, so an Idiocracy, part of their problem was they kept watering the plants with Gatorade because the plants need their electrolytes. And then the guy comes in, the whatever Wilson, Matt Wilson or whatever his name is. He's the guy that was the smartest guy in the world, but he was like the not the smartest guy in the world 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's just, you're supposed to give them water. And they're like, you mean like the water that's in the toilet? They're like, yeah, that's what you have to water the plants. It feels like that's the society we were living in at some point in time where it's like they're doing these methods and then they're wondering why it's not working, and someone just comes in with a shred of common sense and says, guys, really? Like, anyways.
The smartest guy in the room figures out you got to actually use water.
Yeah, so anyways.
Okay, well, what was Biden talking about? From what I understand, okay, yeah, month over month, from June to July, the government numbers, if you believe the government numbers, didn't show inflation. So now everybody's talking we've reached peak inflation, just like we reached transitory inflation. But it's so distorted when the president comes out and says something. He doesn't know what he's saying, obviously.
Yeah, they just said prices haven't gone up month over month.
Yeah, according to the government number. Everything I still see is still going up.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. But the big number was, what did it come in at? 8.6%, 8.5% year over year?
8.5, yeah.
Okay. So that's July.
You know how they calculate this, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, so one of the problems with this is they're measuring it over a 12-month period. Mm-hmm. So you could actually have the first 6 months of that 12-month be somewhat tame as far as inflation, and then the last 6 months see a rapid acceleration. And so they don't want to measure it in the last 6 months because that number is going to look a lot worse. So they average it over 12. So because if you think about how your own experience has been, it seems like the prices have really accelerated in 2022.
Yeah,
but in 2021, they didn't seem like they're going up quite as fast. It seems like the majority of their acceleration has been maybe in the last 6 months. And so when they do a rolling 12-month, it's just a difference in how they're measuring it. So it doesn't seem as bad, because I think if they were to measure it on a six-month period, it would look awful.
Oh, it would.
Yeah, yeah.
It would, because you're right. I mean, these increases have really cranked the past 6 months. And okay, maybe they're going to start coming back down. Now, they came last month's number year over year. I mean, Biden, 1 month with zero inflation. Year over year was 9.1% inflation, yep, which beat expectations. They thought it was going to be lower. And I can't remember what the expectations were last month. I think it was around 8.5%. So I kind of look at this and I say, so last month you thought it was going to be 8.5%. It blew that away. It was 9.1. Now we're back to the 8.5, and the media is running with, okay, we've reached peak inflation. Everything's good, and it's going to start coming down. Okay, maybe it comes down. What's it come down to, Glenn?
Yeah.
7? 6?
I don't know,
mean,
right?
It could be 10% coming up once. Why?
Silver lining is,
okay,
it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still
bad. As it used
that's the takeaway story. But it's still at, you know, a high level. It needs to come back down to where it was pre-pandemic for us to really see it as positive news. So we're still in a tough scenario.
Let me play this out here for you a little bit, because one of the Fed's missions is that the Chairman Powell. One of the Fed's missions is 2% average inflation. Their other one is employment.
Yep.
Which employment numbers are not, they have been going up. I went over this week, but they're below pandemic levels still. And the people in the employment, in the workforce, if you go back to 2002, there's a lot less people working. I call it the labor rapture. They're just gone.
Yeah. So that when you look at unemployment numbers, it's only people who are actively filing unemployment claims. So if you just drop out of the workforce and don't do anything, don't file unemployment claims, that unemployment number is not capturing you. So you're right. If there are people that completely just leave and they've given up, you could have actually a scenario where the unemployment's worse than the numbers actually reflect. So every time you look at numbers and how they measure it, you always have to say, well, how is this system working? Because it only paints a picture, you know, as far as it can actually measure.
Well, yeah. I'd use another term, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but the Fed, back to my original point here, the Fed has kind of two missions. It is employment, the full employment, whatever that may be, and it's also having an average of 2% inflation going forward, which to me is kind of ridiculous, because that means in 10 years, you've lost 20% of the value of your money if you threw it under
inflation should be cushion. 0%, right?
Exactly, yeah. So by that metric, if we're at 8.5% now, and let's say we end up the year at 8% year for the whole year, who knows where we'll actually end up? Maybe zero, like Biden said. To get to 2% average now, how do you get to that? You would have to have negative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the mission of the Fed, you watch, they're going to change that definition. They're going to be like 2% right. Going forward now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So you just, you just change the definition of recession or change the definition of inflation.
Yeah.
So you make a good point. In order for us to get back to pre-pandemic levels, we have to have a tremendous amount of deflation happening, which is equally bad too. So
in a debt-based society, it is really bad because then you're sitting on stuff that people walk away from.
Yeah.
Left
yeah,
and right.
So, I mean, I wish the news was better. I think the takeaway is inflation is going to be here for a while and we have to get used to it. Now, if we can stop the hemorrhaging, stopping the bleeding, that's good, but we still have to heal the wound altogether of we have high inflation. So, I wish there was a rosier picture, but I think higher costs of goods and services for the foreseeable future is a reasonable expectation.
I thought you were going to say we had to flatten the curve. Remember that one?
That seems like a lifetime ago, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. I still see people walking around with masks, and then there's this whole resurgence, and I'm like looking around, and I'm like, am I crazy? I thought we were done with this. I thought we have been done, but
I hit this yesterday. There was a protest at the L.A. City Council because the City Council, to their credit, which is rare in L.A., they actually wanted to put a limit on homeless camps around schools, like you couldn't do it within 500 feet, and people came and protested. But anyway, what I was looking at is that, okay, go ahead. No, we'll hit that one first.
I was in Seattle for a leadership conference, and we went and stayed at the hotel, and it was like the Embassy Suites or something like that, but they had barbed wire fences around the entire hotel.
Yeah.
And we go into the parking lot, and from the distance of me to you, we're in a parking spot, there's a fence, and on the other side was like seven or eight homeless encampments on one side of the street. And I was like, I don't want to park here. I want to park on the other side of the parking lot, but everywhere in Seattle, it was just this massive proliferation of homeless encampments. And it was crazy because we actually came out of the hotel the next morning and they had an entire crew cleaning up that side of the homeless camp. And there had to be about 20 people there between the sanitation workers, the police. I think there was like a caseworker there. And the weird thing about it is they cleared off one side of the street, but still left the other side of the street, which was just littered with people as well. So, yeah, they cleared off a bunch on one side, but 7 feet to the other side, there was still, the people just moved to the other side of the street. So my question was, did they make any progress? And so I started looking up stats in Seattle, how much the average, how much they spend on the homeless problem. And it was on average, I think $100,000 per year in city taxes and revenue
per person.
And I'm like, okay, how many people? And it was like, I think 12,000 homeless people in the city. So they're spending $1.2 billion per year, and the problem wasn't getting any better. So cities like LA have the same problem where they're spending a tremendous amount of money. I'm like, $1 billion a year for what? I mean, their numbers are just getting worse. I'm thinking, I think the citizens of that town might actually like some of that tax revenue to be spent on other projects as well, at least that are showing a return on capital or return on investment. So it's a big issue.
Or if you play that out, if it's $100,000 per person, you could have bought each one of them a vehicle and a tow behind trailer.
A Tesla.
Yeah, or a Tesla. Yeah. Now, I'm not proposing that because the problem with that is then it becomes a sanctuary for more people coming in and saying, hey, I want my trailer. Yeah, but if you're comparing it, saying what a waste. Yeah. And the reason why I point, we've gone a couple of different directions now, Glenn. The homeless issue is concerning because to me, that's a true indication of the economy. I was talking about it on a show yesterday in Flagstaff by that, Cracker Barrel Walmart area. Mm-hmm. You drive through there and it looks like encampments under the bridge, Butler Avenue, after you go past Little America. This is happening in small cities in America now, in relatively prosperous small cities like Flagstaff. So I see the spreading to me, and I feel for people that are in that situation. Don't get me wrong. To me, this is an indication that there is something stinks under the surface on the economy.
Yeah. So to put on that point again, I was actually looking on, starting to become a board member of the local Flagstaff Shelter Services because I know the person that helps run it. And so I think it was just the other month we had coffee with her and just talking. And what was even shocking about that is, yes, it's a huge problem, but I think one of the shelters, like if you're a woman, if you're a female and you have children, until like the last year, there wasn't even a place for you to stay. So the whole system seems weird and backwards and there's a problem, right? And how do you even address the problem of homelessness? I don't know. I wish I had because I used to be in the mental health field for years and we dealt with that for a lot. I don't know there's an easy solution, but sometimes you have these policies that get enacted and are supposed to be helping, but they actually make the problem worse. And so you have to be very careful with the incentives. And so I think, places like LA, was it LA that is looking at having the places where you can do government assisted drug ingestion where you basically can go and just
I don't know give you the drugs. Several places have done that. I was in Vancouver back in 2018-19 and they had the like vending machines for the drugs for like heroin, things like that.
Really?
Because their idea was, oh, it's going to be better if we just give it to them rather than having a big problem.
It was make it worse.
It was like the zombie apocalypse up there. It was like Walking Dead. There was, we were sitting at a restaurant and I started looking around and I was there with my family. Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that person is doped up right there. Oh, there's a drug deal going on. And this was in the tourist area in Vancouver, a very wealthy city.
Yeah.
It was, and then all of a sudden we start seeing camps all over the place. People. So the problem is when you try to quote unquote fix these problems, it attracts more problems because it becomes a magnet for the people who, hey, I'm gonna go to Vancouver, you get free drugs there.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case is.
So we'll talk about kind of bring it back to the economics, right?
I know. We really diverted there.
Diverted, right? How do you address the issue? And I think overall is you have to incentivize the right activities, right? If people have an incentive not to work and not to be productive members of society, they're probably going to do that. But if you said, hey, we're going to actually incentivize doing more work, getting back on the job, you know, getting an education, whatever it may be, I think if you incentivize more of that activity, you'll eventually address the issue. But you also have to have opportunities, right? If there's no, you know, opportunities to even get a good job, you know, it's going to be tough. So it's not an easy issue. So.
Okay. Well, we got a lot more to hit since we just took a total tour of all kinds of different topics. And I didn't even finish up the mask topic I was talking about, but we'll save that one as well. Glenn Leist is with us. We'll continue on with a couple other big financial items. I want to tell you about Gettles High Desert Mechanical. I mean, who doesn't, you ever have to have your HVAC repaired? Yeah, I mean, this happens. Gettles High Desert Mechanicals, family owned company, brothers Adam and Ted Gettles. They've been servicing HVAC, you know, heating, cooling. They also do plumbing. They've been doing this for over 30 years. Gettles High Desert Mechanical provides full service. They do new construction, custom design, retrofitting, and a lot more. If you need service on your heater, and you know what, this is a time of year where we're getting into where you should get your heater looked at because it's August right now, but before you know it, you're into the cold times. So get it serviced right now. You want to call them up if you're in the Verde Valley, if you're in Sedona, if you're in Flagstaff, 928-567-2200. And if you're in the Prescott Tri-City area, call 928-772-2751. I've personally used Gettles High Desert Mechanical. I highly recommend them. They did an excellent job for me, and I know they'll do an excellent job for you as well. Give them a call right now. 928-567-2200, 928-567-2200. All right, let's finish up when we come back with Glenn Leist. Hang tight, back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Here with Glenn Leist, get back to some more finance. We'll try to stick to financial items here in just a second. Hey, I just had someone email me asking, hey, who's that girl you have on all the time with the real estate girl? It's Kelly Broaddus. And, Kelly Broaddus is top. I mean, she knows her stuff. She knows the markets. She's been in the up markets, the down markets and everything in between. And we're somewhere in between right now, Glenn. One of your questions is real estate.
Okay, on the market a little longer.
Hold on to that. And Kelly will be back with us probably coming up here in the next couple of weeks. She said the market's changed dramatically all throughout northern Arizona. So if you're listing your home, if you're going to sell it, or if you're looking to buy a new home, Kelly can help you out. Give her a call right now, 928-606-6749. That's 928-606-6749. You can also go to northernarizonafinehomes.com, get an instant market report, get comparables on your home, and she'll definitely help you out. 928-606-6749. And Glenn is with us, Glenn Leist. It's tough still to get into this market. I mean, going back to where we started last segment, I won't play the clip again. God, I want to. It's right here. I can just push the button. 0% inflation. People hear that and they're like, wait a second. I could buy a house just a couple years ago for in around the country, a couple hundred grand, $100,000, $200,000. Mm-hmm. Now it's, I think the median price is 400 or something like that. Okay. Give me that info because people hear him say zero and they're like, oh my God, I'm drowning here.
Exactly. It's almost a little bit disingenuous when you hear that coming out of the White House.
I think it's insulting.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, if everything was so easy, why am I struggling so much, right? Yeah. Why am I seeing prices go up at the grocery store and gas and housing prices? I mean, yeah, you're right. It's 416 is the average home price in the United States. That's up over almost 14% from year over year. So it's increased quite a bit. Flagstaff has increased tremendously.
Yeah.
And when we talk about, you know, the housing market, you know, I'm no expert in that area, but I do keep tabs on it. And one of the factors that I think is causing it to cool off a little bit is just the higher interest rates. I'm actually getting a loan right now for a rental property I've just bought, and it's almost 7% interest. And I'm like, my regular home is only 3. So I wish I would have bought the, you know, investment property a year or two ago.
Those but it is rates what it is. Are so, gone. Yeah.
Yeah. But that makes a big impact on the mortgage price each month. And so I'm going to be aggressively paying that off. And it also, I think when you have higher interest rates, causes the prices to go down too, because of the increased interest, you can't afford to buy as much and still keep the payment the same. So I think that's part of the issue that we have going on. And I think more specifically, we should even ask Kelly about this, but I think there certain segments of the real estate market are going to flourish and are flourishing and staying strong, and certain areas are really struggling. And I think there's a reason for that. And I think Arizona has been one area where we've been having great real estate appreciation, and places like California have maybe not been as strong, or maybe they're starting to see their real estate market, you know, have a little bit of a downward trajectory.
More location dependent, and real estate's always been location. The thing that happened in 08 in the great financial crisis is everything was all melted together.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. I mean, a little bit, may have been a little different timing, but I think we may be getting back to more location specific, where there's still people who want to get out of the crazy areas. That's still happening.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're living in California right now, or LA, you're still dealing with this craziness in New York, on and on. So people want, and crime, every day I see crazy crime videos of
New York is insane.
Yeah, like, some kid beating up an 85-year-old guy or an 8-year-old girl or whatever. You know, it's insane.
So there was that story of the bodega clerk, and I think it was it New York?
New York, yeah.
Who had the footage out there for that event was just horrific. You watch the guy jump over the counter and harass him, and then what they don't sell is before that, the girlfriend came in and stabbed the guy. So he ends up having to defend himself, but they, you know, and finally gets off, you know, as a self-defense, right? But they're interviewing him, and he was actually considering going back to the Dominican Republic because the crime there was better than it is in New York City. That is saying something when people are saying, hey, I'm going to go back to this third world country because it was better there, crime-wise, than it is in some of these densely populated places like New York City.
If people say, I'm going to go back to Haiti, then we know we've got to go. Because Dominican Republic's fairly successful, but people have been fleeing these countries to come to areas where it's safer and financially better and all that. So, crazy stuff. And it's not, so back to where Biden was when he says zero, everything's gone up though. You have stuff on grocery prices.
Yeah. Yeah. Groceries are tremendously high. You know, we
38% year over year.
Yep.
On some of the things. Yeah. So it's, so, and I went over these numbers yesterday. It's like butter costs you X amount more. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all, so when the president comes out and says it's zero on the backs of, you know, raiding the former president, that's a whole nother story. And the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, people are looking at it and say, wow, I don't think can we get Jimmy Carter back? You know, I mean, Jimmy Carter was looked at as a
citizens are not as dumb as maybe politicians think we are. Like, we look at these things and go, yeah, I don't know if I'm buying it, right? It still costs me money to go to the grocery store. Prices are still inflated. Gas, yeah, it's come down a little bit, but it's still $4.50 a gallon, you know, coming down from $5 and Flagstaff. So that's still, you know, double what it was a year ago. So I do think that, you know, we're looking at what we're hearing, and we're not buying it 100%. We're saying, hey, these statements aren't necessarily applicable to me. It's not necessarily fair. But yeah, prices have gone up on food. I think about when I see my kiddos eat the food and they're eating the organic strawberries, and then they're like, oh, I'm not going to finish the rest. And they just kind of like let it fall down the floor. I'm like, it's like $6 worth of strawberries.
Yeah, like, my kids are like, what's a strawberry? Steak. What's a steak? Did you hear they're locking up Spam? Like in certain places, they actually put the Spam behind the counter.
Is this for health reasons?
And Glenn doesn't even know what Cody. Glenn doesn't even know what Spam is.
Oh, he's, I know, like, what Spam is. I just don't know why you'd want to eat it.
It's not bad on an egg once in a while. Come on. Next time you come over, we'll do Spam and eggs.
It's the government substitute for meat, right? It's Spam.
It's Silent Green. That old science fiction movie. No, Spam. I mean, there's pallets of it. People must like it, but I guess they're starting to lock it up. Let's end on your visit here. here this week and end this hour kind of on a more positive note. I mean, people got money tied up in the stock market. Obviously, that's a big part of your life, Glenn. With WT Wealth Management, it was zombie apocalypse. Now it's had an uptick.
Yeah. So at the height of the downturn, the S&P 500 was negative, I think 22.5% for the year.
Yeah.
And now we're right around negative, 12 or 13% through today. Okay. So we had a nice little rebound and the NASDAQ has seen some resurgence. I think a lot of it has to do with, so the stock market always seems like it prices in the worst case scenario. Like it prices in the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And then when you have the slightest bit of news that says, yeah, maybe that's not going to happen quite that bad, the market seems to use that as fuel for an upward rally. So I think we're kind of turning the corner, if you will, as we're seeing in price inflation not keep accelerating, but it's at least starting to flatline. Okay. The stock market's taking that as positive news. And also the Fed, the inflation numbers tie into what the Fed's doing, and then what the Fed's doing ties into what the market thinks it's going to happen and then prices accordingly. So it's all kind of like a synergistic working together type environment. But the markets have seen a nice little recovery. Now, knock on wood, hopefully it continues upward.
Wish, and just to end it though, I think inflation is going to continue to be a problem for a long time. Whether it's 8.5% or 5%, it's going to take a long time to go back down. And when you see the new spending bill that they're working on right now, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is just total,
it's called IRA,
1984, it's going to juice things up more, I believe. So people should, in my opinion, be ready for longer period of inflation.
Should be ready for is making sure you cross your T's and dot your I's on all everything related to taxes.
You
87,000 new IRS agents.
For the rich. It's just for the wealthy, like the billionaires.
They actually introduced a portion of it that would actually have put on an overlay to that to say those new agents can only audit and spend their time and energy on corporations or people making more than $400,000, and that was vetoed to not be included in this. They took it out. And it's almost like, wait, isn't that what you're saying that you're going to do?
But yeah, when Larry the cable guy, that's a sign.
Yeah, here's your sign. So I'm a little bit
skeptical,
right? Yeah. I still don't even 100% believe in income tax to begin with, right? Yeah. That was never something.
Glenn has one of the 87,000 agents was just assigned to Cody.
Assigned to me, two or three. Actually, there's some interesting dynamics because.
But you pay your income tax because that's the law.
And a lot of times, I was talking to someone that worked a lot with accounting. They worked for KPMG, and they said a lot of times if you have a CPA and you are a corporation, sometimes the IRS doesn't even bother because they know that you've got people in their
lawyers,
corner. You've got lawyers and accountants, and it's going to be a harder uphill battle for them. So they're looking for people that maybe don't have those same resources, and they can easily hit them with, because I think the average amount they're looking for, I saw a stat, was like $1,800.
Yeah, so your bodega owner or something, that's a one-person operation, maybe two, they don't have the resources to fight the IRS, so they go after that in that scenario.
So what we should be doing is telling your listeners, if you don't already, probably a decent idea to make sure you do have a CPA in your corner, just to make sure everything is up and up, because an audit is not a pleasurable experience.
We don't give financial advice on this or tax advice on this show, and I don't give financial advice. Glenn can do it if you call him.
But not a bad idea to at least have that in your corner.
I will give you this advice. Yeah, you better get a CPA. You better be not doing it all on your own because it's so complex. Glenn, I really appreciate it. We'll have you back on. I think next week we get you slotted again.
Thanks, Jeff.
Because who the heck knows what's going to change by then. All right, stick around. Second hour coming up, plus your email comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. Back in just a few.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone to the second hour of the show. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you. I love your comments. Send those in. I think I got one or two I'll get to here. And then in the last segment, Olivia will be joining me with more of your comments. Plus, we'll draw the big winner of the pair of Alice Cooper tickets for the concert coming up October 6th. We got a bunch of entries. And so entries is it's closed off. It's done. Can't get an entry in now. But if you got one in, stick around and we will draw the lucky winner coming up here in just a few minutes. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Thank you to Glenn Least for joining me for a couple segments last hour talking about Biden's zero inflation comments. Also, hitting on a bunch of other topics, including I want to follow up on something, and I will get back to Attorney General Merrick Garland's statement that he made today on the Trump raid. If you weren't with us last hour, this is about a 3 or 4 minute clip. I'll replay that again. It really wasn't a lot there other than you could tell it was carefully scripted, monotone stuff. He had to say something because America is outraged by what happened. There's a couple of updates I want to share with you as far as what may come as far as releasing the warrant and then also the items that were taken in the multi-hour long search in Florida. So stick around for that. But Glenn and I were talking about homeless issues throughout the country as a sign of economic decline all around us. He was talking about that. Bruce Sidlinger the other day was talking about the employment numbers and how the Biden administration, they're touting that we've made all these employment gains, but we haven't even gained back yet. Just look at the charts from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We haven't even gained back yet the jobs that were lost during COVID, during the insanity from the COVID lockdowns and all that. And we've also lost in the past 20 years, a bunch of people have just dropped off the workforce. Or the payrolls, the labor force, they're gone. It's what I've referred to more recently as the labor rapture. It's just they're off and they're gone. So it's not a good sign when you scratch under the surface. And this is happening all over the place. There's actually an issue going on in Phoenix right now. Because I mentioned on the show yesterday, like, there's a lot of homeless people. And I'm not knocking. If you're in a tough spot, I get it. But when you see the amount of trash and stuff that's going on here, and I'm looking at this issue in Phoenix. Phoenix businesses and residents are suing city because of a homeless humanitarian crisis. It's this area in Phoenix. It's from 7th Avenue to 15th Avenues and Van Buren and Grant Streets. It's kind of like in that area outside the Capitol. It's a pretty rough area. And there's all these shops there because there's just trash everywhere. And there's a mass of people that have moved in. This is happening more and more. And I think you're going to see this continue to increase as inflation kicks in and people can't afford stuff, and as people try to find places to live. We're seeing that even in the smaller towns now. I'm seeing it in Flagstaff. I don't know about your communities, if you're seeing it in your communities as well. How small of a community are you in? And is this becoming a growing issue where these encampments are just springing up all over the place? I'd love to hear from you. Talkwithjeff@icloud.com. But they're being really concentrated in areas, and the cities are oftentimes encouraging it or looking the other way. And now there's businesses in these areas that are coming together and saying enough is enough. We'll see what happens, though, because these things usually don't turn out in a great way. Let's see some other items. Speaking of the employment numbers and all the jobs we lost during COVID because of the insanity of the government and the insanity, quite frankly, of the CDC. I told you about this last hour. The COVID guidelines are now being dropped by the CDC when it comes to people no longer needing to stay 6 feet apart from others. Changes are driven by the recognition that more than 2.5 years since the start of the pandemic, this is an article from the Associated Press, an estimated 95% of Americans 16 and older have acquired some level of immunity either from being vaccinated or infected, or I would say a combination thereof. And what they're doing, the nation's top public health agency, CDC, which needs to be totally reformed in my opinion, today relaxes COVID-19 guidelines, dropping the recommendation that Americans quarantine themselves if they come into close contact with an infected person. Nobody's been doing that anyway. And also the stupid 6 foot thing. How dumb was that? So finally, slowly making progress on this thing, but not quick enough. It's insanity out there with this. Let's see. Okay, let's go to the biggest issue of the day. Is the press conference that happened from Attorney General Merrick Garland, who admitted during this press conference, and of course he would have to, that he quote-unquote personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant for former President Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago. He's filed a motion now to unseal the search warrant so that can become public so we can all see that, hopefully, and also a property receipt from the FBI's raid. What did they take? How much did they take out of there? So we shall see. Here's his statement. I wouldn't call it a press conference. There was members of the press there, but it was just for like a backdrop or something. You could have just put a bunch of, you know, Weekend at Bernie's cutout statues or cutout boards there. Because the press wasn't allowed to ask any questions. So what was the point? He should just release the statement. But he read the statement. Here's what Attorney General Merrick Garland had to say.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search, and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you. Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
A listener comment here from Joel. Many people do not believe that the Department of Justice and the current leadership applies equal justice and equal application of the law. If so, why was Hunter and the entire Biden family not, why have they not been investigated? Why is Hillary still in the streets? What about insider trading with Nancy Pelosi's husband that occurred in a state that has common ownership through marriage? Why did Pelosi's husband receive special treatment with his recent DUI? it does appear that some folks are above the law. Why no action on the Black Lives Matters rioters? Yeah, remember that? Comey, Strzok, McCabe, with the Russian collusion and all no action. You see why your words and the words of current leadership are hard to believe by many Americans. If no one is above the law, then the DOJ, FBI president has a lot of work to do. That's not my words, but yeah, I agree. And I read this two-tiered system that, you know, surveys come out, and we all feel this, that there's a two-tiered system when it comes to justice in America. And that's, you know, there's just us, and then there's the political elite. And Biden has released just a hellstorm with this thing. And he's ignited, I think, we'll see how it all plays out, but I think he is really, they really misjudged us. Now, Marland here, you know, coming out Merrick Garland, the attorney general, coming out and making a statement today that does little to ease anything for me, and I think most of you out there as well. And to the idea that Biden didn't know about this, I think that's utter nonsense. He had to have known about something like this, an unprecedented move to raid a president that was most likely going to be declared that he's running for re-election pretty soon against, oh, maybe Biden. I mean, come on, this guy's having a hard time stringing words together at this point. Anyway, your thoughts, send an email, comment. Love to hear from you. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Let's see here. I want to mention our great sponsor, and you know, we couldn't do this every day without all of our great sponsors and all of you going out there and letting our sponsors know that, hey, I heard about it right here on the Jeff Horvitz Show when you do business with them. And in fact, if you do that with the Blind Brothers, they will give you half off installation in addition to any of their other advertised specials. Deal with this great company instead of going out of state and some 800 number, going to some big box store, and then they send some subcontractor to your house that God knows where they even came from. The Blind Brothers, they do all that work themselves. They have a lot of experience, and they never use subcontractors. So call the Blind Brothers. They'll lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones, so that way it'll fit your style and fit your budget. And right now, if, like I said, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. Mention it. Get half off installation. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. Sit on a couple news items, and we're going to get to our big winner of the Alice Cooper tickets, too. If you're looking for office space in the Flagstaff area, I started FlagstaffForLease.com just for you. Right now, we've got a one-room suite available for $299 per month plus tax. Larger spaces are available as well. Go to FlagstaffForLease.com. Check out current availability. That's Flagstaff, the number 4, lease.com. You can also give a call at 928-526-7909. That's 928-526-7909 for office space in the Flagstaff area. Or, like I said, go to FlagstaffForLease.com.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, let's hit on a couple news items before I bring Olivia in to draw our big winner for those Alice Cooper tickets, which is a really cool concert coming up October 6th at the Prescott Finley Center. It's going to be fun. I want to address something that came up on the show yesterday. It was an email, actually, from Tom in Prescott Valley about, well, he called it the elephant in the room, and talks about oil production and the issue of future refining capacity. Somebody's pointed out that they believe that I was inaccurate in the statement. However, I don't think so. And I'll show you here from the Department of, what is that, the Energy Department or whatever it is. I'll get you the exact name here in a second. Last refinery, according to Tom, said that was created in the U.S. is 1977. Last year, two shut down, reducing our capacity by 5%. With all of the environmental laws now, probably impossible to build a new one in our country, all during a time of massive increases since 1977, population increase, I think he's talking about here, and the use of oil and refined products, obviously. I looked up a couple things here, Tom. Institute for Energy Research, their conclusion was that new refineries are unlikely to be built in the United States due to daunting environmental standards and policies that the Biden administration have been implementing to reduce petroleum product consumption in the future. And we'll see that more and more. We've got the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the Green New Deal, the skinny jeans version, but they're going to implement all kinds of things, doing sweetheart Green New Deals or Green Deals to all their, corporate donors and this and that. And they've also got a tax credit now for electric cars and this and that. So you're not going to see, you're not going to see a refinery built. Now, I do want to mention, though, and I went to, is it Department of Energy? Let's get this name correct here. U.S. Energy Information Administration, Independent Statistics and Analysis. Now, they're claiming that there has been refineries built as early as new as last year, and several have been built, but they're very, very small. And I think that's where the confusion comes in. So yes, the last refinery plant of any significance, and this is coming straight from that website, newest refinery with significant downstream unit capacity is Marathon's facility in Garyville, Louisiana. That facility came in line, as Tom said, in 1977, with an initial atmospheric distillation unit capacity of 200,000 B/CD. I don't know what any of this means. I am not an energy expert at all. A more recent plant came online in Texas yesterday, but it's very small by comparison. And the ones that have come online are really small. And I think Tom's right. And I think that the experts are right. You won't see a new refinery. You see old ones maybe get rehabbed and stuff, but I came across some in the Midwest. We were driving through, I think I saw one in Kansas a couple years ago in Louisiana. I mean, these things looked ancient, like decrepit, ancient facilities. Nobody's going to build a new one. They're going to be built overseas. And we'll produce oil and we'll probably be shipping it overseas to get refined. But I wanted to clarify that because I think it's important to get all the facts out there. Yes, there's been some refineries made, but very, very small when it comes to their capacity. Your thoughts, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And that's why we need to completely reform so many of our nation's institutions, including, I mean, we've got the EPA. You get rid of the thing altogether. I mean, or at least extremely streamline them. The FBI now, the IRS. I hope that if whoever runs, whether it's by Trump or DeSantis or somebody else comes out of the works here, we need somebody who's actually going to follow through, because I mean, these agencies are just, they're getting so large and they're growing ever bigger by the second, and they're just putting their thumb down on us. And I said this yesterday, King George, well, the founding fathers are so rolling in their graves, and they're looking at King George at this point as an utter amateur compared to these people when it comes to the level of oppression and the level of tyranny they're able to throw down on us. Love your thoughts. Like I said, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. During these times, and I've told you this a lot, I don't trust, you can't trust the Federal Reserve. Inflation's transitory. You can't even trust Biden. He comes out and acts like inflation's at zero, which I guess for the month over month, yeah, prices, according to their metrics, didn't raise up. But who believes what their numbers actually are? So that's why me personally, I don't give financial advice, but I always tell you I like to own for decades now a little bit of physical gold and silver during these crazy times. And I like dealing with companies that I can call up and I can talk to the owner and I can talk to the family, their family and their great team that they have at Desert Gold Exchange. Give Desert Gold Exchange a call right now in these crazy times, 888-852-4343. And talk to Justin, talk to his family, talk to his team, and mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. Again, I appreciate everybody who mentions the show when they deal with our sponsors, when they do business with our sponsors. Mention the show, and Justin will send you up a free investor's kit so you can educate yourself even more. Desert Gold Exchange keeps their overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. They deal exclusively in physical gold and silver. Give them a call right now. Again, 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. All right, let's do this. I'm going to bring Olivia in when we come back. let's go over some of your comments that you've been emailing, plus comments that you've put in for our big giveaway to see Alice Cooper. And she's going to draw the big winner. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Orvin Show.
Your house needs Gutter Helmet. Installing over your existing gutters allows for water to flow freely. This is Jeff Orvitz for Gutter Helmet. For over 40 years, Gutter Helmet has been the proven solution to protect homeowners from dangerous ladders. Let Gutter Helmet protect you today and for years to come with their triple lifetime warranty. Seniors, military, and first responders get the biggest discounts. For a limited time, you can save up to 30%. Call Gutter Helmet today at 928-318-6555.
This is the Jeff Orvitz Show.
What do you got there?
Some kind of, like, hat that should be in, like, an antique store.
Where did we get this? Oh, no, I just chopped out all your tags.
Oh, wow, great going.
Olivia has, welcome back, everyone. Let me pick them off because we don't want to miss anyone here. Olivia has all the names in a hat, and I flipped it over to check out the hat. It says Expos. Montreal, like, Expos. I think that's your mom's uncle who used to play professional baseball.
That's what
he's
I
he's an announcer up in Denver now,
but
Jeff Houston.
At first,
Houston.
I was kind of picturing like Expo markers or something.
Expo markers. Oh, man. We've got the drawing here in just a minute. We've been building up to this since last week. And, well, if you haven't heard, two tickets. And you didn't know any of these songs. We were during the break playing a couple of Alice Cooper's videos.
I didn't know who Alice Cooper was.
Well, it was one of the comments that the listeners put in. Who was that from about?
Angela.
Angela. Hi, Angela. What was the comment?
No more Mr.
No
nice
more
guy.
Mr. Nice Guy. She's like,
and
I don't
like, what does this mean? Like, what is she talking about?
She's like, what does that mean? I was like, come on, no more. Come on, you know? I guess we got to broaden your music horizons. You know, you need to get some 70s rock.
That's all your fault. You're the parent.
I'm a bad parent. I didn't take you to an Alice Cooper concert. All right, we'll get to that in a second. We'll draw the big winner for the pair of Alice Cooper tickets. Don't forget that right now, still going on, is Ladies' Day at Timberline Firearms and Training. This happens every Thursday where you can get $10 range time, and that includes one gun rental. You gotta buy the range ammo for the rental, but you, $10, this is nothing, especially with inflation, although inflation's not zero, but we won't go back to that. So go to Timberline Firearms and Training, take advantage of Ladies Day, $10 every Thursday. And, also don't forget Tuesdays is Law Enforcement Can Shoot for Free Day. Take advantage of Timberline Firearms and Training. Their training opportunities. They've got a bunch of things coming up right now. August 13th, Modern Sporting Rifle AR-15. August 14th, Intermediate Handgun Training. August 16th and 17th, Intro to Handguns. August 20th, Arizona Concealed Carry Class. That's a big one. And August 21st, Advanced Handgun. Call them up. You got to book these in advance. 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. I always appreciate it. Also, when you let them know, let all of our sponsors know that you heard about it right here on the show. And plus, take a quick drive, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. We got a lot of entries. This is great. The hat is brimming.
I know.
Brimming. So you got a couple names there before we draw?
Oh, yeah.
Or not names, comments.
I was like, names?
Yeah.
Was I supposed to have names?
Yeah, shouldn't.
I have one from Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Every year I watch Schindler's List.
Yes.
I started it again two nights ago. I do this so I do not forget that evil can rise up quickly if we are not paying attention. I've been to Poland, the international camps, and Oscar Schindler's factory.
Wow.
I see the same disregard for life, love, our creator, our country, and our God-given liberties happening before our eyes, just like in Poland in the 30s and 40s. It's a little different now as we can add neon and internet, but we are heading in a similar direction, I fear. I pray we can stop this madness now before it goes any further.
Yeah, and how many people back, especially in the midst of World War II and all the madness and craziness, had wished they had stood up and stopped it, and enough people had done it before it got so out of hand and so crazy. We need to, Schindler was, and you looked this up, and I told you a little bit of the history. I'm no expert by any means, but basically shielded Jews from death. and by employing
them. Yeah, like
employing them. Yeah, and I've got to admit that I haven't, I need to put it on my list. I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen that, so let's put that on our list, and maybe I'll watch it first here before before we get you in on it there, Olivia. So horrible time, but I hope, yeah, that we wake up and we don't go down this really bad road. Okay, another one.
We have one from Laura. I'd like to go see him as I was too young in the 70s, Alice Cooper, and too broke in the 80s and too busy afterwards. And I'm not too old now, just a bit crumbly.
Just a bit crumbly. Well, yeah, how many people wish they had seen somebody in concert and then something happens? You know, me and Angela were actually supposed to go see Toby Keith when COVID broke out. I think he was playing at the Finley. He was going to play at the Finley Center in Prescott. Right. And we were supposed to go see him, and then we didn't reschedule. He rescheduled the tours when that all got kicking off. And now he's got cancer. So hopefully he gets healthy and can tour and we can go see him. But I know that other people, I think my mom has a story of Elvis. Mm-hmm. And I think mom, her mom and dad, my in-laws, that come
I'm
off
losing
weird?
Track of who's
yeah, yeah, we're getting, they wish they had seen Elvis as well. So, all right. Well, good luck to you. Okay. Another one.
This is from Tom. I'd like to win those tickets. It's crazy to think about, but I'm 60 years old now, and I saw his concert when I was a high school senior in 1980.
All right, Tom. Any others? No, we're good. No. We got a lot of them. So, okay. Well, I wish everyone the best. Luck on this one. You're going to hold it up? I should have turned the cameras on. Don't let them fall out. Make sure they're all in there.
I don't know if there's holes.
Wait, there's one coming out the side there. Make sure.
Oh my gosh, I can handle doing the drawing.
Okay.
Don't look. I am mixing it up, and I am not looking. And the winner is, I'm going to make you wait in suspense. 3, 2, 1. The winner is Newt.
Newt. All right, just Newt? Newt.
How Newt many, M.
Let me see all this.
There's only one Newt.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Good. Newt.
Newt sends emails fairly often.
Good. Let's see. Keep up the good work, guys. That was the email. So that's good. That'll work. Newt, thank you. You're the winner. Olivia will be in touch with you as to how to get the tickets, and we'll make sure that you get all those, and that's awesome. I think we'll do this again. So don't worry if I know that there's like a whole family in there that put in and I feel bad. They had like the odds were ever in their favor. They still didn't win. But try again. I think we've got, I will let you know. Don't email now. Don't do it now. But I think we've got several more, tickets to give away. So we'll get that taken care of. Okay. Let's exit with, and this will just be for our FM listeners. If you're listening to the podcast, you won't be able to, you're not going to hear this because we're going to have to take it out for the podcast listeners. All right. That's it for today. Congratulations to Newt. Really cool. Olivia will get in touch with you. We'll do it again and we'll get back to some of our food giveaways too. And I got gift cards. I got a lot of stuff.
Stacking
we got a
up.
Whole, it's locked up in the vault.
Well, maybe we'll do another grand giveaway soon.
Yeah, do another one. So hope you all have a great, safe night, and be back here tomorrow, the big weekly roundup. Take care. We'll see you soon.